Another classic radio air check on the home of classic top 40 radio, airchecks.com.
Your information station, WLLH, Lowell and Lawrence.
This is Live at 5 for Friday, May 22nd.
The hour's top story, the Bon Marché building in Lowell, the new home for a UMass Lowell bookstore.
The summer-like weather just doesn't want to quit. I'm Pete Squawka, and I'll have the complete forecast in 9 minutes.
And I'm Bob Ellis.
Hey, look over at Fenway Park. Red Sox have a winning streak going.
How about that? Details coming up at 11 minutes after the hour.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Berkson.
And I'm Jessica Beecher. Now here's what's happening. There isn't much more that Lowell's downtown merchants could have hoped for than UMass Lowell Chancellor William Hogan's decision today to approve a Barnes & Noble proposal for a Bon Marché building UMass Lowell bookstore. Hogan today says they've got some high hopes for September.
We have agreed to the designation downtown. I think all these conditions can be met. We look forward to a September opening.
As does the Downtown Lowell Business Association's Henry Marchand.
What we hope we'll be doing in the next month or so is developing some promotions and special events to welcome the students downtown, to, as we did last fall, and the fall semester welcome back promotions, special discounts for students, faculty, and staff at UMass, as well as at Lowell High School and Middlesex Community College.
There are a few conditions to be met for the college to give full final approval. Those include transportation services to the downtown for UMass Lowell students.
A last-minute decision by the state to allow stores to open up for business on Memorial Day has a lot of folks scrambling to get ready. The shop owners, the business community.
We're encouraging businesses to stay open on special days, particularly with the for instance, this Sunday, the Total Lowell Bike Race coming in, and we're encouraging businesses to stay open, to take advantage of that event, as well as the parade that follows, particularly the restaurants and the food establishments, and we do so in other seasons, whether it's the holiday season, the folk festival, and so where the Memorial Day itself would be a big draw in downtown, I think they run any activities planned for that day, but certainly the Sunday would be something that we hope businesses will take a look at.
That's Henry Marchand of the Downtown Lowell Business Association.
The controversy over the June Hispanic Festival in Lawrence continues to rage on and doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Investigations run by the U.S. Justice Department into the levels of police protection being required at this year's event is coming to a close, according to one spokesperson there. But Councilor Stephen Cafori today maintains there was no increase in police detail ever requested.
They're trying to say we increased police, which is a crock, and I'll show you and everyone else the memos, and I told the Justice Department, but they never came to get them from me. It says the same amount as there were last year. Same amount of police.
Cafori today called the Justice Department's research shoddy, in his words, and had some even stronger words for Lawrence Police Chief Alan Cole.
We have a chief who can't do his job, so he had to run to the federal government to ask them to intervene instead of picking up the phone and talking with us. He ran and hid. I mean, this guy's a disgrace to the city. This is what happens when you hire a carpet bagger from 1,000 miles away.
No resolution coming on that conflict anyway, yet Martin Walsh of the Justice Department thinks there are no problems.
At the meeting that took place with representation from different people, it appeared at the end to us that it had been worked out.
And in Lowell, Phil Shea does make official his changing of gears in his political plans. He is no longer running for the U.S. Congress, but instead now is focusing in on a race for the state Senate, as he did over 10 years ago. Shea says he wants to run his campaign and his possible stint in office the old-fashioned way.
People look at the old way that I did things. I have a record that produced jobs for this community. I have a record that slashed taxes. I was the proponent to slash the meals tax in the Massachusetts House. More importantly, I created tens of thousands of jobs by opening up the stores on Sunday, by doing away with the blue laws.
And those in politics running for office in Methuen, Emma Donnelly is. Bill Manzi isn't. Political newcomer Emma Donnelly says she's kicking off the campaign with the opening of headquarters at 265 Broadway. That's opposite the post office. Donnelly's office will be staffed beginning June 1st. Deciding against the run for that same seat, the one previously held by Larry Giordano, now the state's public safety commissioner, is Methuen Councilor Bill Manzi. Manzi basing the decision on too many other commitments, family responsibilities. It's 4 minutes after five. We'll come back with more news after this on WLLH.
Billerica Furniture Company wants you to know it's not easy. That's right. It's not easy to find a furniture store that offers top quality brand name merchandise along with personalized service at a price that won't drive you into the poorhouse. But that's just what you get at the Big Red Barn on Route 3A in Billerica. Take the short drive out to Billerica Furniture today and you won't be disappointed. If you're looking for a sofa, an easy chair, a dining room or kitchen set, bedding, a bureau or a desk, you won't do better than at Billerica Furniture. Or how about a nice recliner for Dad for Father's Day? All brand names you know and all at prices that'll make your pocketbook smile. Billerica Furniture does business based on this simple formula. Cheap furniture is not good. Good furniture is not cheap. Billerica Furniture sells good furniture at reasonable prices. That's the way it'll always be. Billerica Furniture, 475 Boston Road, Route 3A, corner of Innis Drive, Billerica. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 to 4, Saturday, 9 to 4, closed Wednesday. Phone 667-2441. That's 667-2441.
It's 5 minutes after 5, and the news continues on WLLH. Lowell police are looking for a pair of suspects in an afternoon bank heist at Baybank's Bridge Street branch today. One of the two, a white male, estimated to be in his mid-40s, bearded and mustached, presented a note to tellers, and then apparently fled with an undisclosed amount of cash. Nobody hurt, and no weapon was apparently used. Well, America is waiting, looking at the clock. As the clock ticks down, the man who tucked in millions of Americans for almost 30 years steps down from his podium tonight.
After almost 30 years, the curtain is finally coming down on one of the small screen's biggest stars. Johnny Carson is signing off. Carson helped launch the careers of countless comedians, including his successor, Jay Leno.
The one that officially puts you in the show business is The Tonight Show. I mean, your Tonight Show is kind of like your first girl. It's over real quick. You don't remember a whole lot about it. But I remember it's March 2nd, 1977. I mean, most comics have their first Tonight Show embedded in their brain. It's like the day you got your driver's license.
No guests are planned for Carson's last show. Producer Fred DeCordova says it'll be just a diary of what's happened over the years. Bill Deal, ABC News, New York.
While swinging back home again, selectmen in North Andover are hoping to keep town manager Jim Gordon working in his office until the end of the summer, but they're not sure how successful they'll be in convincing him of that. Gordon, in today's Lawrence Eagle Tribune, says that contrary to the latest reports, the lack of a pay raise was not why he decided to leave North Andover, but rather that selectmen's passiveness in providing him with a new contract led him to think it was best just to move on. Today, that report says selectmen are still talking to Gordon about staying on a little more. Gordon's contract expires on June 30th. A judge ruled today that the retrial of Los Angeles police officer Lawrence Powell in the Rodney King beating will be held in Los Angeles County, not Ventura County, site of the original trial. Powell defense lawyer Michael Stone argued unsuccessfully before the court that his client cannot get a fair trial in Los Angeles County, where the original verdicts to acquit were met with rioting.
L.A. Superior Court Judge Stanley Weisberg decided to keep the trial in L.A. County despite the claims of Lawrence Powell's defense attorneys that the riots have left the city with too many open wounds to permit a fair trial. But the judge did grant a cooling-off period, postponing the trial until October. There will be a pretrial hearing in June. Outside the courtroom, some black community leaders said they were very pleased with the judge's ruling. Lawrence Powell's father appealed for donations for his son, who has not been able to work since last year. Jane Platt, ABC News at the L.A. Criminal Courthouse.
Four more teenagers have been charged in connection with last month's drive-by shooting on Middlesex Street in Lowell. The names of the suspects are primarily of Southeast Asian descent, and the incident, they say, is confined to rival gangs. Some of the suspects received injuries in previous shooting incidents, among them Vanek Van, injured last August in the Maury Park shooting. Arraignment for the latest four suspects has not been set. Charges range from conspiracy and assault to attempted murder. It's 9 minutes after five. We'll come back with a look at that summertime forecast for the Memorial Day weekend. Sports with Bob Ellis and Tom Glynn with a look at the roads. That's next on WLLH.
Think of the many ways you'd like to improve your home. Make those repairs you've been putting off. Maybe add a room.
I'd love a more modern kitchen. One of those stoves with a built-in charcoal grill. New cabinets with plenty of storage. A new fridge and dishwasher.
At the Lowell 5, we can help make your dreams of a more beautiful home come true with our great rate home improvement loan. With an annual percentage rate of only 8.5%, there's no better time than right now to make your home bigger, brighter, and more comfortable.
Maybe a quarry tile floor and a greenhouse window and lots of bookcases for our cookbooks.
So come in to any one of the 10 convenient offices of the Lowell 5 and apply for a great rate home improvement loan today. At 8.5%, you'll be able to stop dreaming and do something about it. The Lowell 5, member FDIC, DIFM, an equal housing lender.
Live at 5:10, we'll look now at the summertime forecast from the UMass Lowell Weather Center. Here's the weekend's details with Pete Sobotka.
Thank you, Jesse. The sunny and hot weather we've had all week will remain in the area to give us a near-perfect holiday weekend. My forecast goes like this. Clear, calm, and very mild tonight, with the low only getting down to 60 degrees. More sunny skies with a few clouds around on Saturday, the high around 90. Mostly clear and mild Saturday night, with the low around 55. And my outlook for Sunday, mostly sunny and a tad cooler, high in the mid-80s. From the UMass Lowell Weather Center, I'm Pete Sobotka.
Right now there are some clouds out there. It's 91 degrees here at WLLH. Live at 5:11, we'll look now at sports with Bob Ellis.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Good afternoon. Boston Red Sox, Oakland A's, Fenway Park tonight. Both teams at the moment with three-game winning streaks. Oakland having swept the Baltimore Orioles, something that made the rest of the American League East smile. Red Sox, meanwhile, were beating up on the Seattle Mariners. The A's, surprising people, they lead the American League West at this point. Tonight, Dave Stewart for the A's. For the Red Sox, it will be Frank Viola. Red Sox still looking to find the offense. Maybe, just maybe, it has finally begun to show some signs of coming to life. The Boston Bruins, meanwhile, will wait until tomorrow night to return to the Ice Wars. Could be their last appearance of the season. Bruins trail the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-0, and the likelihood of coming back to take the series is not good. Only twice in the 75-year history of the National Hockey League has it happened. I wouldn't bet on it happening this go-round. That's tomorrow night, Bruins-Penguins, game number 4. Tour de Lowell, Sunday, through the streets of Lowell, bicycle races. Don't take it lightly. It's a lot of fun. Be there. I'm Ellis on Sports. Jess!
Live at 5:12, we'll go right to Metro Traffic Control. We'll look at your ride home now with Matt Phipps.
All right, thank you very much, Jesse. We're still seeing a tough ride out there. First off, along 128 northbound, we're getting word of a minor accident now, just before Route 38 in Woburn. That's pushing traffic back into Burlington. Southbound, we're also clearing off accidents in Waltham and Wellesley. 93 northbound, a tough ride from just about Dascombe Road up to 495. And again, some slow traffic past that point, heading up towards the Hooks at Tolls. Route 3 northbound is also solid, approaching the Concord River, and again up by the Lowell Connector. Just spoke to the Hampton Tolls, 95 northbound, not doing too bad. Some delays, though, about a quarter of a mile, as a matter of fact. Heading towards the toll plaza there, downtown Boston, civil mess in the Tobin Bridge, and the Sumner is beyond the airport roadway. Bradley's has a super buy on popular high C drinks. The 9-pack drink box on sale for just $1.99 this week. High C fruit punch, orange, grape, and more, $1.99 at Bradley's. We'll check it again. Matt Phipps for WLLH.
Tonight on News Center 6.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve Cooper with a look at some of the stories that we're working on for tonight's edition of News Center 6. Lowell police search for two suspects who held up a Bay Bank in Centerville this afternoon. UMass Lowell officials ink a deal that will bring a university bookstore into downtown Lowell. And the ribbon's been cut on a new materials plant in the city. Join us for all the day's news of Lowell, Chelmsford, and Tewksbury tonight on News Center 6 at 5:30, 7, and at 10 p.m.
It's big, it's exciting, and it's back in Lowell. It's Billy Burr's Funorama at Regatta Festival Field. This is America's largest portable amusement park with over 150 attractions on the midway. New rides, new games, and new shows. Come to Billy Burr's Funorama and ride the all-new Super Loop Looping Roller Coaster. Saturday from 1 to 5, all rides are at reduced prices. Friday and Saturday nights, experience a huge aerial bombardment with the thunderous fireworks display. And this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it's the free Razzle Dazzle Wonder Cave at 2, 4, 7, and 9 p.m. Free admission and free parking at Billy Burr's Funorama. Now through Memorial Day at Regatta Festival Field, Pawtucket Boulevard, next to the Spear House in Lowell.
Thank you.
It is 5:15 here at WLL.
This is airchecks.com.